So Lemoto, welcome to the Focus on Africa studios. Thank you for coming. You've hot-footed it from WOMAD, where you were performing. What kind of an experience was that, especially considering you were playing in front of, what, 12,000
people? 12,000 people, yeah. I'm still coming down from the WOMAD experience. I remember when I saw them, I died, basically.
and a nice death.
Well, yes. And a rebirth after that, because they just lifted us right up, and we had the most amazing session. I haven't had so much fun in my whole musical career.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, that sounds like such a positive experience.
Oh, the best.
Your music is also quite positive. I mean, the track that you've played for us just now in the studio, to your son, in honor of your son, it's such an uplifting track. The warmth oozing
and also the tempo.
It just made me smile all the way through. Tell me what you were saying in the track to your son.
Neo, which means gift, was born in 2010 during the World Cup, and I've never watched so many soccer matches in my life. But I was psyched. That was a big deal, you know, this boy. And it's a praise song. Among the Batswana, which we have a lot of praise singing. I'm playing with his name. So the first bit, hey Neo, that's a chant. I'm just saying his name. And I'm just playing around and just giving praise to him, this son, this child of ours, this child of the nation, this child of the clan.
Is this a song that you sung during the WOMAD Festival? Did you sing it?
I didn't sing Neo this time because we had to get off.
But I'm sure that you had a lot of call and response activity where the crowd reacted to you and your...
Our last song was really good that way because we did a little chant and they just... imagine 12,000 people going, hey, and it was like, I'm still amazed.
Your band name is Elemoto.
Yes.
But that's also your name.
It's also my name.
So how does it work?
Elemoto is my name. Elemoto Khaleleke, which is the name I was given. And I have many names because we also had to get all of where I come from, because of being born during the apartheid years, you had to have the Western name also added. So it was a whole big deal, but I really wanted to stick with my Setswana name, my African name. So I wanted to call the band Elemoto because also they are peoples. All of them are people. Elemoto means as a person. So any of them, you could be Elemoto also. I could say Elemoto to you. So it's a play on the human. Among the Batswana, your name means a lot. You can either live up to your name or your name can live up to you. Elemoto could be just me, but we are all peoples, and I come from a very people's culture, that whole Ubuntu culture. A person is only a person through other people is a philosophy I grew up with. And one big part of that was that the taking care, that sharing is caring.
Mushimanyana, Waramushimani, Neo, you pay.